Oh, come on, Bill. They're the new kids. Don't pick on them. They're so good. They're so clean cut. And they're such a good image for the children. Fuck that. When did mediocrity and banality become a good image for your children? I want my children to listen to people who fucking rocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle, and I have entered the future. It is 2019, and I am sitting here across the table from the one, the only, everybody's favorite bong salesman now, Rubber City Redbeard.
Water pipe salesman.
Do people call it bongs and you get to yell at them?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's done that yet.
Yeah.
There was an old lady in there today. She must have been 80, in her 70s, right? And she goes, this must be where you put your pot in here. You put your pot in there. I don't get it. I don't understand. And I said, tobacco, ma'am, it's tobacco. And she understood immediately where I was getting at with it and said tobacco the rest of the time she was But totally like 70. You just put your pot in here. I don't understand how it dial you. I don't understand how you work it.
Man, you remember arsenic and old ladies?
Still around. Yeah. Ron is a good dude, man.
When I was young and very naive, we got kicked out of arsenic and old lace because we just kept like we just
the
didn't.
Lingo.
Yeah, we didn't get the lingo at all. And then I was like, but it's for weed. They're like, no. This water pipe here,
get out.
This great Malenko shaped water pipe is
definitely not for drugs. Tobacco use only.
We deserved it. That was I was a genius. I was a genius.
We also sell kratom, and we have a nice little selection of CBD that is going to expand now that everything is legal as far as the CBD goes.
Yeah.
But for all your tobacco accessory needs, do you need a battery for your carts? Your 510 carts?
People preach that fucking CBD shit to me all the time.
Like, I mean, but it is
like, it makes me mellow. It makes me just like very relaxed.
Yeah. And then you have the people that like today that come in, came in for his wife who has MS. And I said, well, how does it work for her? You know, personally, cause I know somebody else that takes it that has MS and it helps her tremendously. And he said the same thing. He says all her tremors go away. Like she has no real side effects from the actual disease. Like it really kind of fucking kicks his ass, basically.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it is. And he says he's like it's a fucking miracle to watch her go from he said she's already off two of the medications that she was on for years. Like she doesn't even take them anymore.
Nice.
And he says it's an absolute miracle. And I said yes it is. And then there was another guy that came in and said he has cancer and that he takes it on a regular. And I said, well, what kind of cancer do you have, if you don't mind me asking? Pancreatic. And he's had it for 2 years.
Motherfucker.
That's like the bad cancer. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the one that killed Patrick Swayze. Like, Patrick Swayze, I don't think, lasted a year and a half.
Yeah.
This dude's been rolling for 2 years.
Motherfuck, man.
Yeah. It's really good. It's good shit. So we got, you know, your CBD tinctures, your isolates, your oils.
Heads Up.
Come on down to Heads Up, 2037 State Road in Cuyahoga Falls. Give them a call, 330-822-2439. I'm there Sundays, noon to 6.
Yes.
If you want to come see Redbeard, the ex-door guy. Doing the door at the Heads Up. I do the door there. And I do the register also.
You should start doing like meet and greets and stuff. Like little autograph signings like old professional wrestlers do.
I don't know why I don't. I should have already been on the circuit.
Seriously.
Was there
there's like
retired touring bouncer circuit?
Yeah.
I should start that.
Yeah. Be like you and Big Val, the fucking security dude.
Big Val Pachecas. Pachecas.
Big Val.
Big boy. Which is, you know, affectionately Big Joe's name.
Yeah.
Big Val. That's what Crush Groove, all the Crush Groove guys called Big Joe.
Yeah.
The entire voodoo time.
Yeah.
Big Joe was Big Val.
He was Big Val.
Yeah. But he was big then.
That's because Richie. Richie was drunk. And he's like, doesn't he look like Big Val? And we were just like, yeah, he does.
I mean, he's big. He doesn't really look like him. At all, Richie. He doesn't look like him at all. But I get it.
It took me forever.
And it was proper because Big Val, if you ever watched any of the fucking Pantera videos back in the day, Big Val's not the guy to fuck with.
Nope.
Yeah, but he's cool as a cucumber, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just fucking rocking out at shows and shit. And then if something happens, he snatches you up and fucking handles shit and then goes back to being cool.
Yeah.
That's Big Joe. Big Joe does the same thing.
Why don't you do that for bands? Like, you know, like, you talk to Kenny, you could be like Goose, like, just security guy.
Touring and doing security, because none of those bands can pay anybody. They can barely pay themselves. And they don't need security. Who the fuck's trying to fuck Kenny?
That's true.
So hard that they're trying to break through an area to get to his dick.
The man takes his shirt off after the first song every show. Like, he's ready to fight. He's already in throwdown mode.
Ready to fight.
He's holding sticks.
Yeah.
He's holding sticks. He'll beat you with a drumstick. He don't give a fuck.
But nobody's trying to fuck him is what I'm saying.
Dude, speaking of Kenny, I'm going to see Kenny this Friday up at Musica.
What the fuck's going on there? Musica, downtown Akron. If you guys have never been there, it's a cool little club.
There's some bands playing. Persistent Aggressor, our friend Larry. Oh, Gertis. Okay. Yeah. Persistent Aggressor is playing a show. Goost is also playing. Mortimer from Columbus, who I'm going to play here in a little bit. That's right, we're playing some Mortimer from Columbus. And a little band called Actual Form, who I am going to...
Oh, they're playing too.
I'm going to shy away from. No, that's not me. That wasn't me. I'm just going to be in the back corner with my head down wearing a fucking trench coat and a fucking hoodie or something.
We were talking about, like, because you had tagged them when we released that last episode or whatever, and one of the guys was talking, but Matt, the dude that you actually cornered, I don't think he ever said anything.
He never said anything, which makes it even, like, scarier. It's worse, yeah. So now I'm like, fuck.
He's like, the other guy's like, oh, no, it's fine, no big deal, I didn't even realize, blah, 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 blah. And Matt's like, that guy was fucking crazy.
He's going to punch me in the face.
I'm pretty sure he was going to try and do something sexual.
I wasn't to
my body.
I wasn't that drunk. Maybe I was. I don't remember.
You had the look in your eye. He's like, I don't like that look.
Yeah, I'm gonna see those bands. I'm going to see all four of those bands this Friday.
Man, Musica, that's a crazy show to have there.
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. I highly recommend anybody listen and maybe come hang out with me. Maybe I'll get drunk. I probably won't.
What's the door on that? Do you know?
$10.
$10?
$10.
$10. I like Musica. I haven't been there in a while. Last show I seen at Musica was Wax.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like the first tour with that Kurt did with Wax.
Oh, man.
And then the second tour is when they did that with Watsky.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third time around is when he played for Wax and Watsky.
Oh. Little.
And then he hooked up with Head PE, and he's been there ever since.
Yeah, he's just playing like Woodstock, Poland. He is not. 8 million people.
Right. Probably going to end up. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get on that fucking Woodstock 50th. That they're trying to fucking plan.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is that's happening.
That is happening.
Which is stupid, because remember when they did Woodstock?
Yeah, 94 and then 99.
99 is the bad one.
Yeah, that was the one where Insane Clown Posse was on.
Like 11 women got raped.
Ooh.
One chick got raped, like, in the middle of the crowd Limp Bizkit was playing, just like...
What?
And nobody... either noticed that she was being raped or didn't give a fuck. Yeah, like,
dude,
there was so many fucked up stories about that. And then the $8 bottles of water, whatever the fuck they were trying to pull off. And that's why everybody started fires and shit.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst shows ever. So when they said that they were doing this 50th anniversary shit, I'm like, why?
Yeah, why even bother?
You fucking made a joke out of it last time.
Maybe R. Kelly will headline this one. Bruh. Oh, boy. I started watching that Surviving R. Kelly show.
Is that a show?
You know about that? Yeah, no. It's a six-part just documentary series on Lifetime about...
Maybe this is why one of my friends posted something about R. Kelly is a sick motherfucker.
Dude, it is fucking insane. It is insane.
Like, I was this like, dude, why is anybody talking about R. Kelly?
This dude has like a sex cult with girls that have rooms with buckets to pee in. That when they see him, they jump up like a fucking puppy dog. And they're all, he's just got them trained classically like a fucking pimp, right? Yeah. Like old school fucking pimp
shit. He's like, I'm going to do this pimp shit legal.
Yeah. And just recently he dropped a song on SoundCloud, a 19 minute banger called I Admit. And he's just basically just rubbing it in the law's face and everybody's face. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking all these girls and I do all this shit. What up? Who's going to fucking touch me?
You can't do anything about it.
You can't touch me. I'm R. Kelly.
I mean, eventually, though, like, that's going to catch up to you. Like, you can go and run your mouth and do everything that you want to do. But
it's fucking done, dude.
Eventually, it's going to come and you're going to have to, like, face the music.
He's fucking done. He's fucking done. Like, people have turned their backs on him. Like, his most diehard
fans.
Except
for the puppies.
Yeah. Well, some of them got out, and like they, you know, one girl pressed charges on him just recently. As soon as she got away from him, she was in a year long relationship with him, and he gave her herpes. And so she sued him. She's suing him now because she's like, he didn't fucking tell me he had herpes, and now like here I am like
with herpes.
And he's like, I can't. By the way, you beat the shit out of me, and you beat these other girls, and you treat them like fucking dogs, and it's.
I can't wait till that dude goes to
jail. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Oh, it's gonna be so good.
R. Kelly.
It's gonna be so good. Shit, man. They were showing this one clip from rapper Vince Staples. He's a really good rapper. Need a Mrs. Brown as Missy. I can have some fun with them slave bones. Make great jumps. Don't stop, bitch. Stay focused. They hated on us since days of Moses. Let my people go crazy. Them stars falling. Don't chase them. The sky's falling, baby. He was playing Coachella last year, and he did something or said something, and the girl tried to like put him on blast. And he's like, what are you even talking about that for? R. Kelly's got like a whole sex ring going on.
Can you stay out of prison, please?
You don't go to prison if you're a black entertainer, only if you like a black gangster rapper. I'm switching my whole path. Think about it.
I'm still waiting for you to just branch into comedy.
R. Kelly never went to jail. He's a fucking child molester.
Okay, let's never talk about R. Kelly.
He's a child molester.
We can't ever talk about this guy.
I'm saying he's a child molester, and he pees on people, and he can't read and write, and he didn't go to jail. I'm a good person. R. Kelly a piece of fucking shit. So piece of fucking shit R. Kelly didn't go to jail for being a child molester and peeing on people and having a human trafficking ring in Atlanta, then I'll be all right.
You're about to get me fired from Coachella. It's my first time here listening to you right now. Yeah.
He don't work.
Why are you getting me fired because of R. Kelly?
They should have booked R. Kelly if they like R. Kelly so much. He would have pissed on somebody in the crowd.
Yo, Vince.
Because he pees on children.
Are you ever going to do comedy for the people?
Nah.
So, in honor of R. Kelly, I'm going to play some Mortimer real quick. this is a track from, it's called Flavor Shapes. It's the opening track from their album called Nasty Disaster. Go check them out on Bandcamp. Come check them out this Friday with Persistent Aggressor, Goose, in actual form.
That's going to be a good show.
It's going to be such a good show. If you aren't doing shit, Redbeard, I'm just saying, man. I'm
rocking.
I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to be hanging out probably with Tucker and whoever.
Lauren.
I'm sure. Maybe they'll try to get me drunk so I can try to get them married again. We're back in black. People hate the Brian Johnson AC/DC, man. Like
what?
Like some people hate.
No,
the,
they don't.
They do.
Nobody hates Brian Johnson.
Dude, people hate the Brian Johnson AC/DC. No, if you're like a Bon Scott guy.
There are people that prefer Bon Scott. I don't think anybody really hates the Brian Johnson. I never heard anybody go like Van Hagar.
Yeah,
you've heard the hate
for Van Hagar,
right? I've never heard anybody like really shit talk Brian Johnson.
Well, you shouldn't. He does sound like he's taking a shit all the time. All the time. It's really... Back in Black was a solid fucking record, dude. It was a solid fucking record. Like, what a way to debut your new guy with, like, You Shook Me All Night Long and Hell's Bells and...
Yeah.
Like, you know. I like Bon Scott. I think I prefer Bon Scott.
That interview with him was, like, the greatest interview ever. There was a... do you know what I'm talking about? Sorry, pull this up real quick.
Okay.
There's an interview that like just a reporter is sitting there with Bon Scott asking him these questions, and he's giving like it's the greatest interview that any rocker has ever given anybody.
Yeah,
yeah. Like this video. If I can get my phone to work, which I can't because it's an iPhone 5S. Oh God, I'm going to Droid. Fucking hate this phone. This video is like right up there with. The congressional hearing with the dude from Twisted Sister.
Oh yeah,
yeah, D. Snyder.
Yeah,
when he just shredded him. Yeah, it's just as good as watching that.
Dude, I was thinking about D. Snyder recently. I was reading a thing about how he's redoing some like survival guide to being a teenager or some shit. And I'm like, you're like 80, dude. You're like fucking 80. But Twisted Sister.
But he did do the teenage years. You know,
yeah,
the other way,
right?
He wasn't a conformist.
I always loved D. Snyder too. D. Snyder, and we were talking about Van Halen. Like Van Halen, they were like the things that got me into rock and roll music when I was like 3 or 4. My earliest memories in life are watching the Twisted Sister music videos on MTV and Van Halen's Jump.
Yeah.
And Hot for Teacher. And I used to think Jump was the greatest shit. And now it's...
So did I.
I feel like such a cunt because at my old age, when I go back and I revisit, like, the stuff that... When I was, like, little, I'm like, ah, you know, it's like, that Van Halen 1984 record does not hold up at all. Like, the only thing I like about it is the drum, Alex's drums at the beginning of Hot for Teacher. But other than that,
I liked that forever until I found out it was like 3 tracks layered over each other and he wasn't actually playing that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's just...
I'm like, oh, shitbag.
You son of a bitch.
I know guys that can actually play it, so, yeah. Pussy.
Van Halen, ultimately. They got like, what, 1 song now? Like, it's 1 song?
No. What about here in Hobart? I understand that the City Fathers are also...
Did you see Bill Haley or Elvis Presley or... not that you look that old, of course.
Yes, we saw them.
Yeah, but were they uncouth?
No, probably not.
To your parents, were they? Yeah, we're not, no.
Listen, I understand the Hobart City Fathers are trying to put a clamp on your concert here as well. Any truth in it?
Yeah, wow. Are they really?
Oh. Middle finger up.
The police are going to come to the concert and the police are pretty heavily.
Only if they pay.
Someone said...
If they don't pay, I can't get in here.
Someone said everyone... Police
if you don't pay, you can't get in.
In some places, yeah. Those that have paid to get in. Yeah, it's in the band, yeah. They write letters and all,
There's a new pop group in England called the Sex Pistols. People are saying that they're modelling themselves on you. Is that correct?
Oh.
Have you heard about them?
Never.
Or are you modelling yourselves on them?
On who?
The Sex Pistols.
What?
Don't know.
Some say you're...
Don't wig at me.
Some say you favour punk rock more than anything else.
Yeah. Do you read the papers too?
Do you see this as music or... Is grassroots music or what?
I see us as music. I see punk rock as nothing.
Oh!
You think it's just simply outrageous noise?
Oh, no.
He's trying to put words in his mouth.
Guys have got... They're making a statement, you know? I mean, it don't mean nothing, but they're making a statement like that.
Do you describe yourselves as outrageous, then?
No.
Or violent?
Rock and roll.
Yeah! A
straight rock group.
Yeah. Nothing else.
What's your biggest following in Australia amongst which age group?
Police force.
Apart from that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you guys, yeah. I mean, you're sitting here asking the question, do you like me?
I'm going to send this to you later.
Bon Scott.
It's like a 7-minute interview from 1977. It's a really good interview.
I think Bon Scott as a person is probably the main reason why like Bon Scott diehards are just like, fuck Brian Johnson, because he's just such a fucking, he's such a being, man.
Right. He was a GG without all the GG shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, GG was a disgusting human being and shit, but he was his own person. Literally everything he owned could fit into a paper bag.
Yeah.
He, you know, he was just his own being. And Bon Scott's kind of like the same thing. He's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. Whatever. Rock and roll. You know what I mean? That's all this is. That's all I am. Rock and roll.
AC/DC is awesome. All versions are awesome.
You know, you get sick of hearing the same four songs on MMS and
sure. I don't
97.5, whatever. Like if you're in the car and you turn on the radio, you're gonna hear some AC/DC.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna come on, but it's always like the same four fucking songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know, a big old catalog of music.
Yeah.
You know, the only Bon Scott song that ever gets played is the fucking Big Balls song
or Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my family's back. I can hear them and. The microphones.
I heard of children.
That's good. I'm glad they're back. You know what album does hold up from my childhood, though? Speaking of Dee Snider earlier, is Twisted Sister's Stay Hungry. That album, still fucking solid. Like, a super solid record.
I haven't heard that whole album.
Like, Captain Howdy and Burn in Hell. Burn in Hell, dude. Like, fucking Dimmu Borgir. Dimmu Borgir.
Yeah, Dimmu.
Dimmu
Borgir.
Borgir. They covered it.
Dummy Boogers.
So good. So good. I'm playing a clip of it right now on the show. Happening. That was dope.
I'm sure it was dope.
It was dope. Just take my word for it, sir. That shit was dope. They were like the first, but I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, man, they were like the first metal band that I ever really got into. But you know, like as a kid, like where I was like, oh, rock and roll and heavy metal, like that's a cool fucking thing, right? But it's weird enough, it was the Metallica Black Album. That I was really, really thinking about it. I was just like, man, if it wasn't for that album, like the Metallica Black Album, I don't know if I would have became like a metalhead, like in general. Like, because like the shit I was listening to at that time was like, I was on a Weird Al kick. Cause I listened to like the Van Halens and stuff when I was a little kid. But as I got older, like 8, 9, you know, it was Weird Al was God. That was my life.
Yeah, I had like every Weird Al tape when I was a kid. When I fall down. Got more chips in Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth. I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up 7 rows because I'm fat, fat, fat. That was all I listened to. But when Enter Sandman like came on MTV, like something clicked in my fucking fifth grade brain.
It was
brain.
That semi truck when it was like boom. Dude. And I listened. And you remember how that was the opening song on the record? And I remember going downstairs in the basement. My stepdad had this whole CD player sound set up upstairs, but the speakers, big speakers downstairs.
Nice.
So I go downstairs in the basement and cranking that shit, not knowing anything other than Enter Sandman. And I'm reading the lyric book, just like, oh, and then the next track is fucking Sad But True, which just. I mean, that's
one of the good songs off that album.
There are a few off that record. A few.
There are.
Sad But True is just like bam, bum, 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 bum. And I could still connect to it. Yeah, it was just like, I was like, oh, and then every song, except even as a young kid, Nothing Else Mattered pissed me off. Like, Nothing Else Matters. I was just like, why is this song? I would skip. I would run upstairs and skip it. Like, fuck this track. Next one. And that's that. Honestly, like with as cheesy as a record, and as an adult, we can be like, "Well, the fucking Justice was the last good thing that they ever did." You know, it's like, man, I really do have to thank that record because that was the first CD I ever owned when I was a kid, and then the next two was Ozzy Osbourne's "No More Tears" and "Kiss Revenge." Hey, which both albums fucking solid. And those guys have all back catalogs and histories, right?
Right.
So Metallica, my collector's mentality as a kid started kicking in, where it was like every week I would babysit and I'd get a free new CD as payment.
Right.
And so it was like, all right, well, I'm getting Justice because I got to know what their other stuff sounds like. And boom, like there's one in Harvester of Sorrow and others. And I'm like, ooh, and I'm like 10, 11 years old.
Right.
And then Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning, then Kill 'Em All. And all of a sudden, here I am now, like, wanting to know who the Misfits are because, like, young Cliff Burton's always wearing Misfit shirts. And I'm already listening to some of the heaviest shit to ever come out of the 1980s when I'm listening to Master of Puppets, right? Like, I mean, it's right up there with anything fucking Slayer or early Sepultura, right? Like, it's heavy as shit.
For sure.
And then I was like, oh, well, what's heavier than this? Well, Slayer's fucking heavier than this. And yes, like, and so by the time I was 12, I was already an elitist. And it all started with the Black Album. Crazy enough.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird?
You kind of worked your way backwards.
I did. Well, I always do. I always do.
Yeah.
It's just...
That is weird.
Yeah. So now I feel like I should defend the Black Album if I'm ever in that conversation with a fellow elitist buddy. I feel like I should just defend it just based off of, like, the fact that they were a band that took metal to the mainstream, and because it was mainstream, it got introduced to somebody like me. And then I got to go back catalog, and then I got to go find all these other bands.
Yeah,
and
but then after they took it mainstream, they got even more mainstream. And
well, that did happen. I cried when Load came out. True story.
That's an awful
cried. I cried. My little metal tears. Fucking cried.
That doesn't surprise me. We had to see that shit live.
I had to see the nail paint, the nail polish, and the short hair, and I'm listening to Load.
The only good thing about Load when we seen them is that they seriously only played like three songs off that album that night, and mm-hmm. they played like 18 tracks, and it was all the old shit. But it was just they cut their hair, and Kirk Hammett had a blouse on, it was like fucking everybody had eyeliner. So when they walked out on stage, you know, we literally were just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then they just shredded for like 2 hours, you know what I mean? Just totally killed that place.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about Metallica. I saw them on the Reload tour when Corrosion of Conformity opened up for them. And it was, you know, it was the exact same thing. It was just like, dude, they played like four encores or some shit. And the stage collapsed. And then they're like, we're good. Here's Whiplash. And it's like, you're playing Whiplash to 20,000 fucking people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's a really, I mean, Metallica is a really insane story. Like they're like, yeah, they suck now. They're old dudes, but like,
Slayer's old dudes too.
Slayer's old dudes too. Well, Slayer's like, they've only sucked here and there. Yeah. They've always picked it back up. You know, picked up the ball and be like, all right, sorry.
But they've never gone off and written like some really awful shit.
No.
And then continued to write really awful shit. Like they have
Mama had some shit.
But Metallica, though, you know,
they wrote that excuse of
they can't play that stuff like they used to because they're too old. Bullshit.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. Marilyn Manson just turned 50.
Did he really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, no. That's the weird thing about us getting older is the bands that we listened to in the 90s. I'm like, oh, wait, they're like way older than me. I am now just listening to dudes like Rolling Stones age now. They're like in Rolling Stones. Once you get in your 50s, you're where the Rolling Stones were when they were in their 50s. Everybody's like, man, I can't believe those old guys are still rocking. Can't believe they're still rocking. Now they're 142, and we're like, I can't believe they're still rocking.
I can't wait for like Chelsea Grin to turn 50 and I'm dead. And then all you little fuckers have to deal with that shit. Like, can you believe the guy from Chelsea Grin's fucking 50?
Been a slow week. No bands have fucking put up any Facebook videos making mad at Mushroomhead for not letting them sell merch or some shit. It's a bummer.
No, it's a good thing. I don't have to hear that shit every fucking week.
Yeah. This shit happened like a month ago.
I get it. Whatever, man. You hate Mushroomhead. Cool.
Yeah. It's always one. I just have to point out, it's always bands that grew up wanting to be Mushroomhead. And then they're like, I finally get my in. And they think they can be Ventana, right? Because Ventana was the most successful local masked band other than Mushroomhead to be able to jump on the shows with Mushroomhead. And
I think
somewhat of a following.
I think Ventana's shit is better than Mushroom Heads.
Right.
Like, I don't know why they didn't have a bigger following, because musically, I just think it's better. Yeah. I think it's a better show. I think it's better fucking music. Like, you know, I say it all the time. Like, for me, Mushroom Head hasn't fucking done shit since Super Bielik.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've had a couple good songs here and there. They had some shit with Gravy that was good.
Yeah.
But the majority of their shit
was Evanescence. It's bullshit. Sucks. It was garbage. Yeah.
It sucks.
It's not good.
You know? I don't know. A lot of people hate Ventana just as much as they hate Mushroom Head because of the whole mask thing and shit. I'm like, oh, if you just look at it for what it is, like, they're just a better band than Mushroom Head.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They do what they do pretty well. But then there's the 50 other bands that are like, I want to be the next Ventana. I want to be Mushroom Head's best friends. I want to go on the road with them and not have to pay $1 million to tour with them. And then Mushroom Head's like, no. Skinny's like,
You got to pay me $1,500 a week.
Give me some money.
$1,500 a week. We don't care how you get it. Sell your kids.
And then you got bands like Grim Trigger who are like, we're the new Kings of Cleveland. Ugh. Did I send you that?
No, I don't know.
I thought I sent you a text like when their singer Sonny was like, we're the new Kings of Cleveland. Everybody, and that was the statement where I was just like, oh, well, now I hate your band.
Nobody's backing you as the Kings of Cleveland. Shut up.
Who's is Fuck You Pay Me? Got do you have their approval? Do you have Fuck You Pay Me's approval?
Here's the thing, like Metal Mafia is tight with those guys, I guess.
Yeah, they made a music video together.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. Like, sure. I'm like, I don't care who you associate with, like, whatever. That's you. If you think they're cool, you think they're cool. That's fine. I still think Mafia's cool, and I like those guys.
Yeah.
Even though they like the Grim Trigger shit, and I don't. And the thing that really turned me off to those guys is their singer went live on Facebook one day, and he was obviously, like, twacked the fuck out. So that's what got it for me. It's like, you're not going to stop talking about other people. You are on Facebook high as shit right now.
Yeah.
But don't talk about other people, and you're going to represent yourself that way. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. And I don't know nothing about these dudes. I don't, man.
No, they got
some cool hand gesture.
Yeah. Like, Grim Trigger.
Grim Trigger. Like, they're kind of like taking Run the Jewels type gun. Yeah. Pa-pow!
Pa-pow!
Trigger!
You know, I say this. If you want to be the Kings of Cleveland, go for it. Prove it. Do it. It's a new year, buddy. It's your year, guys.
I would show up to their show with a horse mask.
Yeah.
In corpse paint.
Yeah. Ooh.
Grim Trigger.
Corpse paint.
Because Grim, and then Trigger was a horse.
Get it? I get it.
Grim Trigger!
I am not nice.
Fuck you and your twisted morning pregnant brainless
words! Speaking of corpse paint, there's a new movie coming out about the band Mayhem.
Yeah, I know, but okay.
Rory Culkin, I think it is playing, like, he's playing dead or whatever the guy's name. Like, Mayhem has got, like, a bunch of crazy history where, like, one of the members of the band, like, committed suicide. One of the other guys went on to be in Burzum. Murder. Fucking all just kind of...
racism.
Basically, they established corpse paint not being stupid for black metal bands. Like, it kind of gave, like, that... That's a band that gave black metal, like, it's actual, like, when you see a corpse paint band with all the fucking... What are the gauntlets?
Gauntlets,
the metal spiked-in
gauntlets.
You see it, and you're like, fucking stupid. But a band like Mayhem made it, like, oh, that's fucking scary. Yeah, these guys are into Satan, and they're going to murder me.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's like the, you know, like the Icelandic dudes and fucking the Nordic dudes and shit. Like, the black metal bands over there are, like, for fucking real.
Yeah.
They're like real ass motherfuckers and shit. Like,
and it's because of that band, really. Like, they're the ones that, like, kind of kicked off it being like, oh, how do I compete with that shit?
Who is the dude that killed the other dude to get his powers? Like, the one guitar player killed another guitar player or something?
Yeah.
Like, to gain his power? Look, those guys don't fuck around. Black metal guys will fucking murder you.
Yeah.
Here, and this is what I always heard about growing up as, like, a young teenager and shit about black metal is the church burnings that happened back in the 80s and, like, the early 90s and shit. So, you know, church burning, oh, that's bad. Oh, my God, they're burning down churches. That's fucking horrible and shit. So, like, that's kind of what it was because I grew up with a dad who loved Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me as a young teenager, I was like, man, people are burning down 1,000-year-old churches, man. That's fucked up.
Yes.
And then you get older and you go, oh, the Christians forced their people by way of rape and murder to believe in Jesus and not believe in the Son? Oh, well, maybe I would have burnt down their fucking house too. So I got it. Like, that's when I really started, like, getting into black metal. And I was like, oh, that's why they did what they did. Yeah. I got to listen to this shit. And, you know.
And then you come to find out that there's actually, like, some really good bands. Like, yeah. You're like, man, this shit is actually, like, ooh.
Dark Funeral.
Ooh, Dark Funeral. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah, because that's cool as fuck. They all sound like that.
I wear the face paint. I wear the clown paint. They're Russian now. I wear clown paint.
I wear corpse paint when I go and kill the corpses.
I go kill corpses.
I put on my Adidas tracksuit and then corpse paint.
Corpse paint.
With my Adidas tracksuit.
Because you see bands, you see some scary looking bands, like from, you remember like Wasp was like a scary band in the 80s? People were like, oh, that's a satanic. And, but you look at Blackie Lawless now and shit, and you're like, you guys were fucking so silly looking.
Their guitar player played the voodoo. And that was the dude who told me not to move to Vegas and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, we're counting down the money at the end of the night, and this dude looked bad, man. Like, he looked rough. Just fucking rough. And I was like, yeah, you know, me and my girl's getting ready to move out to Vegas. And he was like, oh, dude, I wouldn't do it. If you have any kind of an addictive personality, stay the fuck away from Vegas, man. Don't go to Vegas. Like, you shouldn't even visit there. I was like, well, I do. I kind of have an addictive personality. He's like, you shouldn't be there. And I'm sitting there looking at him, and like, he looks rough as fuck. And this dude's like, stay away from Vegas, man. This is like why I'm the way that I am. You got it, buddy.
Can do. I'll stay the fuck away.
I still haven't visited Vegas. Now I could go that I'm older.
Yeah.
And tied down. Like, I couldn't go to Vegas single. I couldn't be a single dude and go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad. So I think I could probably go now that I'm older and tied down. Then I could go. But the debauchery, if I was a single dude, it would be just awful. I would Chris Farley myself in Vegas, dude.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? All-you-can-eat buffet, lots of liquor, hookers, death.
That's it.
That's Chris Farley.
That's what, it's, you know, that's all what that, happened. It's all that exists in Las Vegas.
It's where you go to get fucking wasted and die.
Yeah. I mean, maybe at the end of my years, maybe that's where like, I'm going out with a bang.
But yeah, whatever. Like, Wasp. Scary. Nothing like fucking Mayhem and, you know, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Immortal. Is that another one?
And of course, Dummy Booger.
Dummy Booger.
Dummy Booger. Serious, man. That cover that they did of Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister. Remember when they were like little kids and they would turn into Twisted Sister? That was wild.
Varg Vikernes played bass in Mayhem. I didn't know that.
Varg.
From Burzum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like the racist dude from Burzum. That's the dude. That's like the dude from Burzum. That's like everybody fucking does not like that guy. I didn't realize he played bass in Mayhem ever. It's been a lot of dudes.
Burzum sucks.
Uranimus, that was a good name.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, and then their vocalist name was Dead.
Dead, yep.
Wasn't there like a Hellhammer, or was he from another band? Because these fucking black metal dudes have cool names.
They have super cool names. There should be, you know how they have the Wu-Tang name generator? There should be a black metal name generator.
They have to have
one. Like, what's your black metal name?
They have to have one of those.
I'm looking.
Google that.
I'm doing because it right now. Because
if they don't have that generator, we got to make that.
Yes. That's my new app.
I don't know how to make apps or anything.
Black metal
name. Can you
call
Trip? Can Trip make apps?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Trip can do anything. I'm doing it. All right. My first name is Eric.
Do they have one?
Yeah.
Oh, see, they should.
My black metal name is Tormentor with no E at the end. Just an R. Erica. So I'm Tormentor Erica.
That's stupid.
That is dumb.
That's dumb.
I'm just going with Tormentor. My name's Tormentor.
Yeah, your name sucks.
My name's stupid.
Put my name in there.
You're Nocturnium.
Yeah, sweet. I never sleep.
Yeah.
And I got red hair. Mm-hmm. We're night people. Nocturnium.
Nocturnium. That's dope. It, Tormentor. Welcome to Keep It at 99. My name's Tormentor.
I'm Nocturnium.
Lost in the cross trying to forget. Praying for the past like I never left it wanted. It's the American dreams of what I say.
Axl Rose has a new video called Rock the Rock, and it's for the new Looney Tunes cartoon. It's a Looney Tunes video? It's like Axl Rose and a bunch of Looney Tunes? What? Yeah. Axl Rose. You remember he was the most famous fucking metal rock singer in the world? Yeah,
and now there's just memes going around about him, how he looks like the fucking Mama Fratelli
from the
Goonies and shit.
Yeah.
Because he does look like Mama Fratelli.
I mean,
I haven't seen the video. Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I watched it. I posted it on our Facebook.
Oh, I haven't even seen it. I haven't even fucking seen it.
Rock the Rock! I was like, maybe this is what Axl should do. He should just do songs for Looney Tunes. For Looney Tunes. That guy was like the most self-indulgent musician of the early 1990s. You remember like every video from User Illusion 1 and 2 was like him going through some weird crisis where he's like, I gotta swim with dolphins and fuck models. It's like... Ow.
Yeah, your life sucks.
Don't you need some time?
I blame that guy for Blind Melon ever being famous? Because he was friends with Shannon Hoon. And so he's the one who got Blind Melon on and shit. And every time that fucking No Rain song comes on, people have to pretend like that it's a fucking good song. And it's like,
you know, that's what blows my mind about Blind Melon and shit is that like they really, they're like, he was such a great singer. Great, he was one of the greats of the 90s, and I'm like, he wasn't.
Name
really
two songs.
I mean, they weren't that good, man.
Name two.
The fucking bumblebee chick dancing around and shit.
They yeah.
And that wasn't a good. It wasn't sang good. It wasn't sang good at all.
All I can do in my whole
that alternative shit was so weird.
It was like
so weird. You know.
Who was Blind Melon?
Yeah.
Live.
Oh.
Those guys were
lightning crashes.
Oh, yeah.
You ever hear the song Link did based on, he did a Lightning Crashes cover?
No, did he?
Yeah, dude. It's pretty great.
What was the other ones that did the Runaway song?
Runaway Train. Soul Asylum, dude. They had a couple hits.
Wrong way on a one-way track.
Yeah, I'm gonna play. It's a great cover. It's only 30 seconds.
Lightning crashes. Push push when went dead.
Push push when went dead. Remember the Runaway Train video would change like every week because they're like, we got new milk carton kids to fucking put on.
There's more kids.
They should have called the song Milk Carton.
Being exploited.
Runaway Train, never go. They had a song called Somebody to Shove, which was like,
don't you need somebody to shove? Don't you want somebody to shove me?
I kind of remember that.
Or is it Love? I don't fucking remember.
Hug me.
Hug.
Need somebody to hug.
Alternative is so weird. It's so weird.
Push a little daisy to make a cover. Push a little daisy to make a cover. Push a little daisy to make a cover.
I listen to Johnny Cash. Does that make me a poser? And how do you spell poser?
P-O-S-E-R?
Man, thank you.
Poser.
Man, I got jumped on so hardcore by Larry Gargis because he's like, it's with a U. It's
posier.
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 You, sir, are a posier. Posier. A posier.
That's the fancy way of spelling
That's
it.
That's the fancy way of spelling it. But I've been like told off so many times because I've always spelled poser P-O-S-E-R, right?
Yeah.
I made a song called Poser when I was like young with Tripp. Me and Tripp wrote a song called Poser, put it on an album, so we had to spelled it that way. We made a fake record label called it Poser Records. We put Poser on the back of our t-shirts that we sold.
Poser's always been P-O-S-E-R.
Every time that we would play a show, somebody would wear that shirt or something. Somebody would let me know. They go, you know, it's actually P-O-S-E-U-R. And somebody even told me, like, they're like, Danzig spells it with the U-R. He thinks that it's stupid to spell it. Like, it's
without the U. Danzig thinks it's stupid without the U.
Yeah, and so, like, I have to, which is crazy, right? I have to, like, so I have to stick with my fucking spelling, but, like, so many people just fucking, they attacked me. They hated me for spelling it the way that I spelled it on my fucking.
Were you really good on it? He was like, look, really, man.
I was, and when he did it too, I was like, oh my God, for some reason, like, I expected to get called out by somebody. And of course it would be by somebody as fucking awesome and hardcore as fucking Larry. Cool Larry. Somebody that I look up to that's just going to be like,
somebody that, like, you know, your opinion matters to us.
Yeah. 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 You're like one of the two people whose opinion matters to us.
To be fair, there's like six.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's six.
Out of the 6 million that listen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the back talk. Save all that pussy shit for the catwalk. Now write your name 100 times on the blackboard. Just a white man excelling in a black sport. Like a pistol.
I know we talked about it, man. Maybe the next time we get together, we should do a hip hop episode. We should just talk about hip hop.
We still gotta do a Red Dead Redemption 2 episode.
Oh man, dude. Holy shit. That would be like, that could be an entire year of podcasting. It's gonna be, if you want.
It's gonna be an entire episode. Well, I'll tell you that right now. There's gonna be like no music
so many
talked about.
Yeah, I'll just play what's that, Ghetto Cowboy for the Bone Thugs. I find myself talking like Arthur all the time. Well, all right. Like, I do that at work all the time. All right.
Yep. I'll let you get to it then.
Well, Dutch has a plan.
Dutch always has a goddamn plan.
Fucking Dutch, you fucking
plan.
Arthur.
Let's not get into this.
We got to do a hip hop episode and a Red Dead episode. But
again, Poser.
Poser.
I've never spelled it with a U. No. I don't even like seeing. Look.
It looks so fancy, right? It's like piss here.
My mom lives in Dalton, Ohio, down past Maslin.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton, Ohio. D-A-L-T-O-N. Dalton. They all pronounce it Doughton. No L. Doughton. They live in Doughton, Ohio. That's where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No.
It's Dalton.
It's Dalton. Therefore, Poser, P-O-S-E-R, is pronounced Poser. If you add the U after the E, it's now Poser.
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 I want to start calling people Poser.
Nobody's talking like that.
Nobody.
And if you did say Poser around me in a sentence, yeah. I would slap you. I would slap you in your goofy, proper French mouth.
Poser. I'm going to go to this show Friday, the Musica, Actual Form, Persistent Aggressor, Larry's playing, Goost, and Mortimer, which we played earlier. They jam. Columbus, Ohio. Go check them out. Go fucking download this shit on Bandcamp.
I'm gonna
use the word Poser the whole night.
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come with a shirt that says I'm with Poser.
Poser.
And an arrow pointing to Eagle because he'll be standing next to me.
Oh man, that'd be so cool.
That'd be sweet, right?
I'd make that my profile pic for Instagram right away. Right away. All right, I think we're gonna close this bitch out. We're gonna kick off the new year right with some never be. I don't know. Before.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Can you believe this is, we're going on 3 years, dude?
That's weird.
Dude, we're in the 90s
I was thinking about that the other night. I was like, man, this is like third season.
Yeah, man.
We're coming up, you know.
It's fucking happening.
I don't know when we're going to end season two.
Nah, probably right around March. I say once we hit the 99th episode.
March is like when we started, right?
Yeah.
So that's technically the 3 years. So
March 21st, 2016.
So we'll be wrapping up season two, and then season three is going to be coming out.
Yeah, man. And
what did we have? There was just one.
Yeah.
And then season two.
Yeah.
And we're going to go with volume three.
Oh, I like volume three. I say, yeah, let's do fucking volume three. But let's kick off this whole new year right with some fucking New Foul Spirits. One of our favorite fucking bands. We've had Wally on the show before. He's the drummer for the band. Jeff Fall, one of the most legendary, iconic local metal singers in the world. They are bringing motherfucking thunder. I got to have a sneak peek for the new tracks that they recorded, and holy fucking balls, dude. And I say we just
this song kind of reminds me of the verbal beatdown that I gave somebody.
Yes.
A few weeks ago. It's very just kind of straightforward, and you're not going to get a word in edgewise. It's just very, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
This is what's happening.
This song's called What I Did Was Wrong and I'm Not Sorry. And goddamn, if that doesn't, I feel like that's what I should have titled the last episode, maybe. I did like Redbeard Redemption.
That would have been a good one.
We should have called the last one, I'm Not Sorry.
I wasn't wrong about what I said.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could just call it I'm Not Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. I was completely right. Unlike this song, I was completely right about what I said, yeah. And I'm not sorry. Fucking lick them.
It's great to see you. It's great to be back. Enjoy some foul spirits. We'll see you next time. Yo, my name's Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
Love
Happy
you.
New Year.
Yeah.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.